RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Continue talking about Ohio State and Miami. Big game coming up tomorrow. It is the national quarterfinal. It is the Cotton Bowl. And we'll see if Ohio State can repeat as national champions. In fact, let's get a little perspective from the Miami point of view. Tim Reynolds has a book out right now. Not only does he cover, you know, college football and us, but he is an outstanding NBA writer. I remember having him on time and time again when the NBA was in the bubble. His book is out right now, The Miami Heat, An Illustrated Timeline. Hopefully it doesn't show fans in Cleveland when LeBron decided to go down there, but we'll go down that road another time. Tim Reynolds is now with us. Tim, how are you? Do me a favor. You're at the game, okay? Set the tone. Set the tone. What's it like?
Did Withers get you to say set the tone? Because I'm a Shorzy
fan. I am too. Yeah, I'm a Shorzy fan, so he set me up on that.
This team will never lose again.
This team will never lose again, except when they lose. And by the way, season 5, not yet available in the States, but I've seen the first 2 episodes. I'm just pleased. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm not going to say anything else.
I just got done telling Andy that you are the Shorzy aficionado. I'm sorry to hear this. This is not the way we want to start 2026.
Yeah, I'm the foremost. I'm the Woj of Shorzy and Luge in this country. It's very, very niche, very niche talents of mine. Yes, but
I was a Shorzy fan for 1 season, and then I hopped off, and then Tom just convinced me to get back on. So I started in on the 2nd season there. I got mad because the Canadian versions were on Crave, and I was like, I don't get Crave. And then I got mad, so I quit watching it. Sorry about that. I'll be back. I'll come back.
I'll say this about Crave, and then we'll get back to football.
Okay.
Crave, much like the gyms, it's just such beauty. Such beauty.
Jim.
Can we just say this, that Miguan and Ziguan are the two most underappreciated characters in television in the Northern Hemisphere? Oh my God.
Goes without saying.
Right now.
All right.
They are mean, and I wish they tweeted. We need burner Twitter accounts for those two's most innermost thoughts. They'd be very much like how Withers and I have conversations.
Very nice.
We've lost all of your listeners just doing this.
That's okay.
No. The people that follow me, because I have a pretty decent hockey.
Yeah, you do.
Friends around town. They all know what you're talking about. Just so you know,
we'll bring them back on the ice here. Then let's talk Canes football, Tim Reynolds, and you know this team very well. I remember talking to you earlier in the season. And you and I both said that Ohio State and Miami seem to be separating from the pack, and now here they are matching up. Give us like a broader snapshot of what this team is and what they've done this year.
So what this team is, this is the first time in a long time that Miami really has been complete, that there's not one area that you can point to and say, okay, that's not very good. You know, for years it was quarterback play. Mm. Then it was linebackers. Last year was the defense, particularly the back end of the defense. This team is complete. They hit home runs in the portal in some areas where they expected to. And they also hit some in areas where they didn't expect. I know they missed 3 field goals in the first round game. I get that.
In a wind tunnel.
The wind was also blowing 9 billion miles an hour. So like I don't look into that very much. But there's no area where they feel like, okay, this is a huge liability. But obviously, it's football, and it's Mario Cristobal football. He's an offensive lineman. He is still an offensive lineman. He's just slimmer now than he was then, and he wears better suits than he did in the early 90s. It starts up front, as it does with all great teams. They have built this thing from the lines out. The offensive line coach, a guy named Alex Mirabal, is one of Mario Cristobal's longest friends. They went to high school together. Mm. Alex Mirabal might be 5'3 and might be 120 pounds. Does not seem the offensive lineman type at all. Is one of the absolute best offensive linemen in the country, just in terms of the mechanics, just tactician. He can look at a lineman and just make the teeniest adjustment in where their feet are positioned, and it makes all the difference. So they've been allowed to be very precise in how they coach this team. They're not looking to solve big problems. They're looking to make little problems better, and that's what's allowed them to take this jump. The lines are elite. It's not going to be it's real simple tomorrow. It's going to be, can Miami block Ohio State? Can Ohio State block Miami? Somebody's going to do it better than the other team, and that team is going to move on to the semifinal. I don't think we need to overcomplicate this. It's going to be Miami's front seven against Ohio State's front seven, and the winner moves on. It's not hard.
Tim Reynolds with the Associated Press joining us. We're talking a little Ohio State and Miami for tomorrow night's national quarterfinal. How was the Jeremiah Smith story played out in South Florida this week? Obviously, he's from Miami Gardens originally.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a big story in that he's obviously one who got away. Mm-hmm. But South Florida, much like Texas, much like California, there's so much talent here. Mm. That for as much as fans want to keep it all at home, you just can't. So I know it's a big deal right now because we're in the college football playoff, about to play a playoff quarterfinal. I get why it's a huge story. Miami goes through this every game. Every game they play, there was a 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, maybe not a Jeremiah Smith caliber, but an elite player on the other team who, for whatever reason, wanted to go to Miami and didn't get asked, or Miami wanted and he wanted to go somewhere else. They're used to this down here. So it's not a huge story. It is, but it's not something that they're not used to here. They know Miami fans are so used to this because you deal with it every game. Now, obviously, it's a different level tomorrow night because that kid is him. Elite. Elite does not go far enough with that young man. But there will be pressures to perform. Like, look, before the Cal game last year, Cal and Miami played a 10:30 Eastern kick last season. Miami had to go out there for the game. I don't think a lot of people in America knew who Fernando Mendoza was before
right.
that night.
Good point. Right.
And that was the start of what became the Fernando Mendoza trajectory. Some guys just shine in that moment. He went to the same high school as Mario Cristobal and Alex Mirabal. He went to Christopher Columbus High School. He's a Miami kid, Cuban-American kid. The storylines write themselves. Some guys really love that spotlight. Some guys run from it. Jeremiah Smith will not run from it tomorrow night. We know that.
So on the other side of the ball, we have Malachi Toney, the freshman phenom for the Canes, who has emerged as one of college football's best player in a hurry, Tim. Give us a little snapshot of what he does well. I know they like to use him in even some Malachat formations, if you will. He throws the ball occasionally out of there. So what kind of weapon is that for the Canes?
He's an incredible weapon. By the way, you're a phenom yourself, just so you know. I want you to know that. You're a phenom. In fact, you're phenom. You're
no longer hey. Phenom. You're now phenom. I like what you did there. Thank you.
So, Malachi Toney started. He was 17 when he started the season. Malachi Toney is one of those reclassified kids who should have been in high school, should have been a senior in high school this year, reclassifies to come to the U a year early, plays quarterback for his high school in a state championship game. Now, I know the good people of Ohio understand what high school football is like in Florida. It's real. This young man goes 15 for 15 at quarterback in a state championship game last year. He can do everything. Like, remember, like, the line from Friday Night Lights, like the Boobie Miles line, like, you know, and he can pass like that. Like when the man's when Booby's uncle is in the bleachers talking to all the recruiters about right. everything Booby Miles can do. Malachi Toney is him without any of the swagger. Like just the nicest, quietest kid. Does things very quietly. Like obviously, all these kids are getting NIL money. Malachi Toney gave out hundreds of turkeys. And it's not uncommon, like for kids to do turkey giveaways and toy drives at the holidays and things like that. This kid just turned 18.
I was going to say at 17 it is, yeah.
Does it with no fanfare whatsoever. Like we find out about it like 2 hours before it happens. Like he's not looking to promote it. He's not doing look at me stuff. He's just trying to give back to the people who have always been there for him. And the people, he might not know who he is personally, and he might not know them personally, but he understands the struggle that a lot of neighborhoods in South Florida have. And he already is aware of the platform that he has to be able to put a smile on people's face, whether it's with a Christmas present for a kid or a turkey.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
For Thanksgiving dinner or playing the game of his life,
yeah,
whenever he's on the field. He's clicked so well with Carson Beck. He's clicked so well with Mark Fletcher, who's a great story in and of himself. Just a super nice young man that, if y'all weren't Ohio State people, you would root for the other. He's just one of those kids who you just watch him play and you hear the story and it just makes you smile, whether you're a Canes fan or not.
Love it.
How about just a little bit of the hype? Any of the bitterness from what the 02 season, 03 Fiesta Bowl still? Was that any bit of a storyline this week in South Florida?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's funny because that's how I feel about LeBron going to Miami too. So.
Oh, I'm talking about that. Well, of course there is. I mean, yeah. You know, look, as we all know, and I believe Wikipedia has been updated a couple of times this week, and I think people keep changing it back, you know, Miami is a six-time national champion, as we all know. You know, it was the worst call in the history of the free world. It's fun to talk about.
That's funny because we think about the decision the same way. It's amazing the correlations that we have on this thing.
Well, except, I can't blame Jim Gray for the flag. Look,
that's true. I can blame Jim Gray up and down. I have no problem doing that.
I honestly think if the gentleman, and I feel badly using his name, but, you know, Terry Porter is still, he's a Hall of Fame referee in Oklahoma.
Right.
Like, he's been refereeing games for 59 years. He was still refereeing games a few months ago. I assume he still is. I'm not certain, but. He took an extra second to make sure he got the call right. If he had just thrown the flag,
no problems.
Yeah.
It was a delay. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. It was the delay.
Bad call. Miami fans still would have said it's a terrible call. And Ohio State fans would have been like, it's a great call. The delay is what kills the play. Like that's the thing. And some of the stories that we get reminded, like Sean Taylor threw his helmet in the air because he thought the game was over. And I believe he played the rest of the game with a broken helmet. because part of it broke off in the celebration. These kids have no idea what we're talking about.
Right.
Like, we are now that old.
Oh, man, it's killing me.
I know.
It's killing me.
Carson Beck was, I think, 2 months old. I don't think he was paying a lot of attention to it, you know, between Binkies and Mobiles. I don't think he was really caring a whole lot about did Glenn Sharp hit him or not. I don't think it came up much. It's so fun to talk about.
And it is fun.
It's hilarious how it worked out. But the teams have played twice since, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And we had Ken Dorsey here for a while, too, with the Browns, too. I forgot about it when he was wearing a Browns.
I mean, we can only be so lucky to have that kind of a game tomorrow night. The other guy I wanted to ask you about, Tim, only because
you don't want that kind of ending for Tom. You don't need that ending tomorrow night.
The other guy that's kept me up at night here for the last week is one Reuben Bain Jr., who can wreck a game as quickly as anyone. Give us a little background on him, Tim, and why Buckeyes fans should be focused on their number four tomorrow night.
Well, it's both number fours, remember, too, because Mark Fletcher wears it on the
offensive side. Oh, that's right. You got doubles.
And by the way, I do hope to collect the Electoral College votes from the great state of Ohio, because I'm running for president to get rid of double numbers.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and TV movies should be aired without commercials, and everybody needs to use blinkers. But other than that, that's my only platform.
Hey, settle down.
Reynolds and 28, I'm there.
Oh, and the backing up in the parking spots. We're going to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah.
Another good one.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I make a lot of sense. I make a lot of sense, guys. The Reuben Bain, incredible freshman year. Like, came onto the scene. And yeah, it's tough for local guys because there are so many pressures on them. You were an elite high school player. You came back. You stayed home. And we've heard it for 20 years from Miami recruits. Going to make the crib great. Going to make the crib great again. We're bringing the U back. We're bringing the U back to where it belongs. The pressure on these kids to do that is so insane. Reuben Bain paid zero attention to the pressure as a freshman and was absolutely dominant. Last year, first game of the year against Florida, second play of the game, gets hurt. Was not the same kid. He missed a few games, came back. He was not the same. He was not even remotely close to the same player. Last year was kind of a lost year, to the point where, depending on who you ask, people will tell you various versions of this story, but I don't think it was a guarantee that Reuben Bain was going to remain at the University of Miami at this time 12 months ago. Fast forward to now, he and Akeem Mezidor have just absolutely flourished. There is a defensive line coach here from the Ohio area, Jason Taylor. I went to a practice earlier this year and waited to talk to Akeem Mezidor after practice. And I was there for an hour and 20 minutes before they finished their end of practice drills. They just worked on hand placement and hitting the bag and all that with JT. Reuben Bain has been pushed by Akeem Mezidor to become so much better. Akeem Mezidor has been pushed by Reuben Bain to become so much better. Bain hears every criticism. His arms are too short. He's not tall enough. He's only 275. All the things that people have been saying about all the reasons why he can't be a great player. I think you need to say all of those things on a loop for the next 30 hours. The University of Miami would really appreciate it if you guys would do that. That would be amazing. He's another Tom will explain this better than I will. There's just some kids you just really like to cover because they're so thoughtful and so smart and just very nice people. Mm. And then you put a football player in front of him and he becomes something else entirely.
Wow.
And he needs to have a lot of plays tomorrow night where he is the best player on the field for Miami to have a chance.
I think you're right.
That said, there's going to be a lot of plays where he is the best player on the field. The question is, can Ohio State limit that total? That's going
to
be the thing.
To me, that's
with Mezidor, you can't block them both.
No, I know.
Very much like the Texas Tech situation here at the Orange Bowl with Rodriguez and Bailey. Like, it's just so hard. When you've got two machines coming at you from either side, which one do you pick?
Right.
Miami has that going for him, and that's going to be the ultimate challenge for Ohio State tomorrow night.
Completely agree.
Tim, thank you very much. Just to give you a heads up, too, Milan Paris, a kid who's a wide receiver from Walsh Jesuit, who's in Northeast Ohio, he'll be down there next year. He's definitely going to be one to cover. Same high school as Mike Vrabel. So he's 6'5" kid. He's super fast. So you'll have another guy to cover there. So maybe you stole one from Ohio for next year, just so you know that.
Yeah, but can he skate? Because again, we're all about the Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs around here.
So final joke. I was going to say Tim Reynolds. Make sure you check him out all the time from the Associated Press. He's got his book, The Miami Heat, an illustrated timeline, and of course, he is the main beat writer for the Sudbury Bulldogs. Killing me, man! Killing me.
Happy New Year, Tim.
Thanks, man. Happy New Year.
Thank you, boys. Happy New Year. Take care.
Take care. Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press. Nice to have you join us here on Baskin and Phelps. Oh, man. We got a lot out of that one. I can't wait for this game tomorrow night. Let's do a 2020. Tom Withers is in. Katie Pollack came in for a second. She got the whole room fired. Indiana grad. Got to hear all about Indiana.
She's going to the Rose Bowl.
I know. I'm excited for
it. Let's go. That's fun.
It's supposed to rain, though?
It's supposed to rain. They're getting another one of those, what do they call those, atmospheric river-type situations.
I can't ever remember it. Every time I would ever cover Indians in Anaheim, it never rained.
No, it never does.
Never. I can't.
And the Rose Bowl is always such a beautiful setting.
Oh, what
right?
are they going to do? I mean, they play the game at that time so we can see the sunset, right? I mean, isn't that?
Are they maybe going to get like last year's sunset?
I was going to say some AI tricks could come into play here.
I don't know. Jim Delaney won't get a sunset. I'm going to have to move the game.
Oh, man. What are we going to do? I don't understand. How is that going
to
go down?
We're going to have to move the game. It's that simple.
Will they? Tom, I'm still kind of like...
Nothing was better than when the sun set over the Walmart during COVID. That was fantastic. I was thrilled we held up on an entire day of college football for the sun to set over the Walmart.
You mean in Dallas?
Uh-huh.
It is weird. You've covered stuff down there, haven't you?
In the Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Jones World? Yeah, Jerry World. Yeah.
You have this like gigantic stadium, this Walmart across the street.
That was so ridiculous.
It's packed. It's always packed during a game. I mean, I can't imagine how much money they make while they're doing that.
Buckeyes have had good history down there, right? The Oregon National Championship game is there, right? Last year's win over Texas is there.
The last one I covered was the Oregon one down there. And were you down there for that?
Was not.
Man, I've never been scared to sit in a seat. The media seats were like... There was a room for the media, and then if you wanted to watch the game,
auxiliary seating
was up in the five. Oh, it was okay. Like here we talk about the 500s, and it's like this is like the 900s. Oh, and I'm telling you, the seats,
the angle is just
straight down.
I tell you, I have problems.
When I was a kid, I used to get scared to go to municipal.
Yeah,
because I feared the catwalk.
Yep.
That you had to walk on to get to the upper deck seats, and I was like, when I was little, I was scared. I'm first to admit it. Right. And so I didn't have that experience until the Ohio State Oregon National Championship game. And I went to go sit in those seats. I was there for probably
30 seconds,
a minute. And I was so uncomfortable. And I just grabbed the guardrail and I walked back downstairs and I watched the whole thing on TV.
I know
went all the way to Dallas to watch it on TV, which is ridiculous.
I can't. I've gone up to the seats in Huntington Field in the upper deck and I have a hard time there. As I got older, it's gotten harder and weirder for me, just that angle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to deal with the steps and, you know, what have you, especially on a knee replacement. But it is so high up there, and I get a little queasy. I do, too. I'm just like you.
You know, there were rumors floating around, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago that, you know, maybe they don't tear down the stadium and that they repurpose it for soccer. Dan, you want in on this for a second? I love this idea. I think if they took the current stadium, right, and instead of taking, what is it, they're getting $100 million from the Browns to knock it down or something like that, lop off the 500s, expand the field itself so you can play soccer in there, and then build condos and restaurants and shopping around the outside of the stadium.
Well, you can play soccer in there now. I mean,
it's just too small.
It's too small. It's there's not tight. Enough room.
You're right.
Not enough room on the end lines to actually have FIFA.
Sanctioned games.
Yeah. So why not just repurpose that? I would love for that. Like, I thought that was probably one of the best ideas because in Chicago,
has been floated out there. You're saying.
It's an idea that's kind of floated out there. I'd be all into that. I would be good. I would be really, really good, especially if you're not talking about playing a sport. If you're playing, although soccer plays in some bad weather sometimes too.
Oh yeah, they'll play in crummy weather.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought of going. I like going there for the family game in the beginning of the year. I think concerts on there are pretty good. They're not bad, and so why not? Rather than destroying the entire stadium, why not repurpose it? Take the top off. Build condos around the outside of it. Could you imagine if you had a condo that looked inside the bowl?
Let's go.
That'd be kind of fun. I don't know. You ask me.
My best memories down there are the U2 show in 2017 and the Stones summer before last.
Oh, the Stones was fun.
Great.
Man, I had a great time at that show.
Did you?
Did you have a good seat? Yeah, I kind of felt good when I walked in and it said the show was brought to us by ARP, and I was like, oh, this is great. This fits.
But I'm with my people.
Those guys jammed. I mean, I give them credit.
Yeah.
Best front man of rock and roll still to this day.
Still this day.
Although we will not get, you'll never see Taylor Swift in that stadium, right?
No, that'll be the
new joint.
Yeah, that would be at the new joint.
We are getting Foo Fighters this summer, which would be worth seeing. Heck yeah, I'll go to that.
Yeah, I'm in too. I think I'm in.
I'm a big Queens of the Stone Age fan. So
same here.
They're opening up.
Wow, I love this.
Yeah.
I feel like we're on 98.5 NCX here for a second.
We can do that.
Oh, if you get Tom and I going, God help you.
We could be a rock and jock station for a little bit, can't we? Although I don't want to play music in between. That takes all the fun out of the show, doesn't it?
You're not allowed to play music in between anymore, right?
They won't need us anymore if they start playing music.
That's a good point.
Poobah, you say, well, are you guys better than Led Zeppelin? Well, if you're not better than Led Zeppelin, people aren't listening to you.
Nobody's better than Led Zeppelin. No,
I'll never beat Jimmy Page. Sorry.
I guess I should just stop talking. Right
it's not now. Happening.
It's all good.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to bring up the other bowl games with you, and your thoughts on this whole thing.
So we got some tonight.
Yeah, so we get, what do we get? I was talking about the real bowl game.
The quarterfinals.
Yeah, so, all right, so Miami, Ohio State, you've got that, and that's 10 versus 2. And then let's just kind of roll through it. Thursday, New Year's Day, right? Oregon, Texas Tech.
Correct.
That should be a good one, man.
That's a beauty of a game. And, Browns fans obviously are keeping a watchful eye on every quarterback outside of Cleveland, and Dante Moore is one to watch. We don't know yet if he's going to come out and join the NFL draft this year or not yet. Texas Tech also has an elite linebacker. His name is slipping my brain at this moment, but they got some players as well. That's a really fun team. And oh, by the way, Texas Tech is the new NIL model because they threw a gazillion dollars at this roster and it's paying off. So,
how about Indiana though, too?
What, money?
Yeah.
They got lucky in the portal. I don't know how much. I knew they threw a little bit of Mark Cuban bag at them, right? I mean, there's some money involved there. I think it's going to be fascinating to see as we go forward here, Andy, the success of these teams that do spend a lot of money and the trickle down that comes from that, right? I'll take, for example, Wisconsin. It's got a storied athletic department,
right.
The history of the school, whatever.
One of the best places to watch a game.
Oh, Cam Randall's
anywhere, anytime.
They need to decide, what are we? Are we an academic institution, or do we want to compete for national titles? Because if we do, we got to spend like the big boys because we're not right now.
Doesn't every school kind of have to figure that out now, too?
They do. That's where we're at. Well,
that's where I think we end up with 30 teams when it's all said and done, and everybody else goes back to the old model.
The Wisconsin problem as well is it feels like Luke Fickell is up there trying to build himself a Lamborghini and then is now taking it off-road.
Well,
it's just not what Wisconsin is. Wisconsin is five big old farm boys and a damn good running back, and let's roll.
All from Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Except now they're losing those kids to the other schools that are paying them money. So you got to decide, do we want to compete to keep our own and put up the fences around our own state, or let them go and then try to get a kid to come to Madison? That's tough. No disrespect.
No, none.
Fantastic school, fantastic community. Harder to get a kid from South Florida to go to Madison than it is to
play football. Yeah,
you've spent your life in Alabama. Isn't it nice in December? Here's 3 feet of snow.
It's still a blast, man. You want to talk about it? Fun. Maybe they should just change the school year. Maybe if they just didn't have school between November and come back in April or March and just go all summer long.
Yeah, but then you got a chunk of that campus that doesn't have time to go home and help with the harvest and help with the cows and all that kind of stuff that come with Wisconsin. That's not a joke. That's literally what happens.
That is a thing. Yeah, that's a thing.
That's not making fun of it.
And then, your freshman 15 is from eating cheese curds for the first time.
Not to mention, where will all of New York City send their
kids? Some beer involved as well. Don't get me wrong.
I think so.
It's not just curds.
I maybe found State Street brats. I don't know. Maybe that's a problem, too. All right, let's come back. We're not only going to put a bow on the show, we're going to put a bow on the year. So we're going to talk about some of these things. Tom Withers is in, and Jeff is off.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.